Imagine a space for South Asian women where stories are not just told, but actually felt. This is Rue, Rising Over Obstacles and Healing, brought to you by Jyoti and Monica, two friends who set out to carve a little space and make a difference by sharing stories and fostering healing and strength within our community. We invite you to listen and reflect, finding your own path one story at a time. And just for sticking around, there's a golden biscuit at the end of each episode. Hi, so today I'm going to share a story that I feel may resonate with a lot of South Asian women. It has to do with my skin color. As you know, Monica, I was born in India, and I was about 10 years old when I came from India to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And for as long as I can remember, my skin color was always not necessarily an issue, but I was definitely aware of the fact that I was a little darker than my mom and my sister and maybe all the other women in my family. And, you know, I was called out for it. And it didn't really seem like a big deal, but I have a memory from when I was maybe about 7 years old, I would say. A relative of mine visited from Canada, and she came and she saw my sister and I for the first time, and she was just enamored with my sister. It was, you know, she was lighter, she was a little chubbier, I was on the skinnier side, and I was obviously darker, and so, you know, I don't know if it was just that. I don't know if it was maybe she was younger. Mm-hmm. She was 5 at the time and I was 7. So it could just be that, you know, she's younger. But from what I remember, my relative made a huge fuss about her being fair skinned and, you know, wanted to take a lot of pictures. And now this is going back in the day when we didn't have digital cameras. So it was a film that you would have in your camera and right. You would take the pictures. And, you know, the rolls came in a certain number, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was like 24 or 36 or right? Something like that.
Along those lines, right? Yeah. So it was like, so she had this roll of film that she, you know, had put in the camera and mm-hmm. she was taking pictures. She just kept taking a lot of pictures. I just remember she's, you know, taking my sister out to the garden mm-hmm. and having her sit by the flowers and, you know, just having her make all these different poses
right. And
take these pictures. And here I am standing at the sideline mm-hmm. and I'm just like, oh, well, I guess my turn will eventually come.
Right.
And it didn't come. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I asked, if I was going to be in any of the pictures. And it was just like, oh, you know, like, you know, tusi meri photo ni khichni, you know? And she basically said, yeah, chal khich lene, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was very like underwhelming, like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to take her picture. And I think there was literally just one like picture left on the roll. And she was like, chal ik hagiya, you mm-hmm. know, let's take your picture. And so she had me sit down and I was wearing, you know, in India, like in the summertime, you're wearing like dresses, like frocks, they call them. So I had this frock on and, you know, my arms obviously were bare. My mm-hmm. legs a little bit were bare. And so she had me sit cross-legged and cover my legs mm-hmm. so that, you know, my dark legs wouldn't show in the picture.
Oh, God.
And then she's like, oh, your arms. Well, maybe you can move your arms back. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there like I'm trying to, you know, somehow like make it so that my dark legs and arms aren't going to show in the picture. And then it was like, OK, she still wasn't satisfied. It was like, you know, let's have your sister come sit next to you. So in the entire roll of pictures, they're all of my sister and one picture of me and sitting the way that I described with my sister next to me to make the picture mm-hmm. appealing. So that's something, you know, that sticks with you.
Right.
So you try as you're older, mm-hmm. like to forget those things, but then, you know, this is just a vivid memory that I have that I just had never forgotten. It was always in my like mind that I'm dark.
Right.
And I need to somehow like compensate for mm-hmm. that. And growing up, I would ask my dad, and my dad was one of the smartest men I know. Mm-hmm. I would talk to my dad and I would ask him, like, why did I have to be dark? Mm-hmm. You know, why is it that my sister is lighter? Why am I darker? And yeah. why am I looked at differently? Mm-hmm. And I remember my dad saying to me, you know, looks come and go. Mm-hmm. He was like, everything fades. And it's how you are as a person that really matters. Mm-hmm. It's your personality. And I don't know if my personality was meant to be this way or if it was, you know, what he said to me, which was that always be nice to everyone, always show respect, mm-hmm. always, you know, things that we always tell our right. kids.
Yeah.
But maybe I just took them to heart because mm-hmm. I felt like I had to compensate. Mm-hmm. And so I think I just sort of always went out of my way to always be extra nice, mm-hmm. extra friendly, mm-hmm. and to always compliment others because I think I was trying to make up for what I thought was lacking.
Oh.
You know, it's very interesting mm-hmm. As an adult mm-hmm. to think back yeah. to our memories and right. like what, you know, happened and mm-hmm. how that somehow like impacts us.
Yeah,
you know?
Because the way you're saying that, and it's just like, you know, for your father to say those things at that time while you're in India, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
Right? It's ahead of its time.
Yeah.
He could have made other comments about just, you know, your physical being and things like that. But no, he really went and told you how to be as a person.
Yeah.
And, but now as you're going back, you're thinking like, well, you know, and you're a great person, you are, but then you start to think, well, you know, was that the reason why sometimes maybe,
yeah.
you know, I've kind of been so nice and mm-hmm. it's just, that's what's in the back and it's been.
Yeah. And it's interesting because mm-hmm. until we sat down now yeah. and started talking about this. Uh-huh. I actually didn't even like piece it together.
Yeah.
But I remember like, mm-hmm. you know, feeling that way. And yeah. I remember my dad mm-hmm. making those comments mm-hmm. and then for me to take it to heart and really just, you know, work on that.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, it didn't just stop in India, mm-hmm. like, you know, fast forward a couple of years, we're in the US and then it's the same thing, you know, kids make fun of each other or sometimes right. you have like sibling rivalry, yeah. right? And, you know,
if you don't pick on your sibling, who are you going to pick on, right?
Exactly. So I would definitely, you know, yeah. I'm not going to lie, mm-hmm. I'd pick on my sister.
Yeah.
I would say something like, I guess I always thought and mm-hmm. I was always told that I was the smarter one. So. yeah. So I would just, you know, if she didn't do well in school, yeah. I would just be like, well, I guess you're not as smart as I mm-hmm. am, you know?
Yeah.
And then she, you know, she would turn around and she'd be like, well, you know, I guess I'm not as dark as you are, you know, like, you know, it's just like it was all fun and games.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah. but she would sometimes like obviously make comments mm-hmm. about my skin color. And, you know, now as adults, it's funny because now she tells me she mm-hmm. wishes that she had my skin tone.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this topic has always come up mm-hmm. one way or another. You know,
yeah.
like I wouldn't wear certain colors. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I was afraid they'd make me look darker.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, my skin would just look dull. Mm-hmm. And so I would just tell myself, like, no, I'm just not going to wear any of these colors. Like, yeah. I'm only going to wear black, mm-hmm. you know, because black is darker than yeah. me. You know?
And were you ever told this? Because so as you're saying this, this reminds me so much as a kid. I used to hear my mom say this, like, oh, I can't wear these colors. These mm-hmm. colors are too dark, not on my skin tone. And I would see her, but maybe I felt like I was young, I wouldn't say like, oh, mama, you're not dark.
Yeah.
You know, but same thing as with you.
Yeah.
According to her, with all her siblings, she was on the darker shade in comparison. So she grew up hearing all this.
Yeah.
So I want to know because.
And she's not dark.
And she's not. And neither are you. But, yeah. you know, we're all different shades, right?
We're all different shades.
But like, was that something that was told to you when you were younger? Like if you ever picked something out or is this something you kind of picked up?
You know, I don't know. Honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just something like I just, you know, realized on my own mm-hmm. and I just thought, okay, I'm just only going to stick to these colors.
Right.
Like I would never wear yellow. Mm-hmm. I would just be like, no, in yellow, I'm just going to look even darker, you know?
Yeah.
And now I happen to love yellow.
yeah.
You know, so it was like always, mm-hmm. and I get complimented when I wear yellow.
Yeah.
And it's funny because mm-hmm. as a, you know, like a 12, 13, 14 year old, you know, yeah. I just would never, ever mm-hmm. wear, you know, yellow or any of those shades, really. Yeah. Creams, mm-hmm. any of those colors, you know, yeah. it was always more like, I just felt mm-hmm. more comfortable in the, you know, darker and mainly black. Mm-hmm. You know,
but like black is everyone's safety color, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it was mine. I mean, it's, yeah. you know, it wasn't until I met my husband mm-hmm. and I moved yeah. that he was like, why is your wardrobe all black? You know, and it's like, and that's when it really dawned on me uh-huh. that really like, yeah, everything I wore just had some sort of black in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, but now, I mean, mm-hmm. it's different. Obviously, you know, I embrace color. Yeah. Fully.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, you know, those things, like they leave this like impact. And, mm-hmm. you know, I want to say as I got older that I started to just sort of come to my own and accept my color mm-hmm. and really just sort of, you know, grow out of that thinking. But yeah. I really didn't. Mm-hmm. It just still kind of was always in the back of my mind. Yeah. I would always hear comments, mm-hmm. you know, we got engaged, my husband and I, and, you know, from what my husband tells me, he was I guess he was listening, but my mom-in-law was sharing pictures from the engagement with one of her friends, and her friend commented, oh, ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਨੂੰ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਆ ਪਰ ਹਨਾ ਰੰਗ ਥੋੜਾ ਗੋਰਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਤੇ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਹੋਣਾ ਸੀ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਹਿਮ ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਆਮ ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ really, you know, yeah. and he was upset too, because, mm-hmm. you know, I guess to him also skin color didn't really matter. And yeah. I think he actually preferred like mm-hmm. a little bit of a sombre color that we call it. Yeah. Right. And, you know, so like, you know, when you listen to all of that, mm-hmm. it just sort of, even when you try to come out of it, you're just reminded.
Yeah. Like, it's hard.
Right. Yeah. You know, like I was automatically, everyone just said that I looked just like my dad because mm-hmm. we were the same skin color.
Yeah.
Nobody really looked at the features, you know?
Yeah. Because, you know, you've said that to me so many times. And I remember the first time I saw your dad, he had come and, you know, and I was just like, and I obviously had met your mom too. And I was like, feature wise, you are much like your mom. Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah. you're definitely a bit of a mix.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then. Yeah. Come to find out that's why.
Yeah. It was yeah, like it always was just, my yeah. sister was always, she takes after her mom. Mm-hmm. And I was always the one that, mm-hmm. you know, everyone just yeah. said, oh, she's just like her yeah. dad. And I think like really that's our society.
Yeah.
We look at the color and mm-hmm. we just go, oh, that's it. Yeah. Gori, chittiya, sonia. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And, you know, it's sad because you want these barriers to be broken.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. we are all meant to be different. Mm-hmm. We're all made differently. We all have different skin tones. And no one skin tone is nicer or better than the other, yeah. you know? And really, like, as much as we try to overcome it, it's like the society that makes these comments, mm-hmm. that says things that you just, you know, you hear it and then you start to believe it.
Right.
And for me, it, you know, that aha moment mm-hmm. came when, and this just happened. I'd mm-hmm. like to say yeah. that, okay, you know, as I got educated, I mm-hmm. went to school here and
yeah.
all of this. And I, you know, a lot of my friends were like they weren't Indian. Mm-hmm. They were from other cultures mm-hmm. and whatnot, where they didn't have this whole thing yeah. about the skin color, mm-hmm. you know? So you would think that would have had like a, you know, impact on how I felt.
Yeah.
But it really didn't. Mm-hmm. And like the aha moment came when I was talking to my kids. Mm-hmm. We had just gone to the Gurdwara and my older son noticed a license plate that mm-hmm. said Gabru. Mm-hmm. And he asked, he was like, well, what does Gabru mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I told him Gabru is just a, you know, it's a Punjabi word. And generally it means like a nice, like a young, handsome boy.
Yeah.
So automatically then they were mm-hmm. like, well, what's the word for a girl? Mm-hmm. And I said, mutiyar, mm-hmm. you know? And so my son goes, well, mama, you're a mutiyar.
Aww.
And you know, and I was like, oh, well, thank you. He goes, yeah, you're really pretty. Mm-hmm. But mama, you know, if you were like 2-3 shades lighter, you would be even prettier.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned around and I'm just like, well, where is he getting this
right.
from?
Right. Yeah.
Right. You know? Like for him yeah. to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, I come home and I ask my husband immediately. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so have you been saying something, you know, like, you know,
the
like,
source of this.
Yeah. I'm like, well, did you make some sort of comment? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, or how can he even think this way? And then he goes, you know, I've never had a problem with your skin color. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's probably you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, you know, sometimes when you look at yourself in the mirror and you just make a comment, you know, it's harmless to you because you're making it.
Yeah.
But your kids are hearing this and they're listening. Yeah. They're paying attention. And then I'm just like, aha, mm-hmm. yeah, that's true. Like I haven't fully, I thought I had by now accepted my skin color, but I really fully hadn't because I guess I would make comments like, oh, I look a little darker in this or, oh, you know, having to, any comment having to do with my skin color. And that's when I realized, oh, no. This has to stop.
Yeah.
I have to talk to my kids and I have to explain to them like why people, especially Indian people, like why we think the lighter skin tone is a better skin tone or why we consider it to be prettier.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I was explaining it to him that I was also listening.
Mm.
Those words were also registering in my mind.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I explained to him how India had been colonized by the British for a very long time.
Yeah.
And the British were very fair in skin tone. And, you know, they had all the power.
Right.
They had the money. Mm-hmm. They had the power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only natural for, you know, humans to want that.
Yeah.
To want that power.
Right. You associate it with that. And
exactly. Mm-hmm. And then at some point you start to, you know, you find any one, they were foreign and two, they had the money, they had the power.
Yeah.
So you aspire to kind of be like them.
Right.
So I think, you know, I mean, I could be wrong, but to me, I mean, that's how I explained it to my son is that, you know, that's when this color started being coveted by like, you know, the Indian people in India, like wanting to be lighter, to be fairer, you know, and seeing it as a sign of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is not.
No.
It just, you know, first of all, let's just say beauty is on the inside.
Yeah.
I still firmly believe that because I do feel that, you know, however you may be, it's your inner beauty that always shines through.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and you can find an average looking person, but once they speak to you and they connect with you in a way that, you know, is special, you just automatically tend to think of that person as a beautiful person, you know, and that's really how,
that's
it should
how it
be.
Should be. Yep.
But, you know, even if it's not the case, even if you're just only looking at the, you know, your outward appearance, color really, like I, you know, that's when it became coveted. And, you know, that's when we started to, you know, associate it with beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's really not a fair assessment, I feel, you know.
And when you, said that to him, what did he say back?
I think he understood. He was like, oh, okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. I can see it. And then as he saw it, I saw it.
Yeah.
And
that's like, the most important part, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, right? Like, I feel like since we first met, I would hear you say those comments. And I remember I'd be like, but why is she saying that?
Yeah.
You know, one of my first memories of hearing you say it was we had gone to the Poconos.
Okay.
And here I was trying to tan because we were canoeing. And it was you and our other friend.
Yeah.
He was also worried because he was sheltering himself from the sun. He's like, we can't get darker. We can't get tanner. And I was just like, you're beautiful people. And even if you do, it's okay. It's summer, right?
Yeah.
But that's when it was really hitting me. And that, you know, how like these words, they really shape you.
Oh,
and these experiences.
And it's deep rooted.
And it's deep rooted. And, you know, and one of the most important things I've heard earlier too is like, our children really observe and learn from what we say.
Yeah.
So like, you know, their like positivity about their own body
really
comes from us.
Mm-hmm.
So if they hear us saying, well, I shouldn't eat this, or I don't look good in this, or, you know, X, Y, Z, they're going to feel the same way too, because, you know, as much as they may argue with us or things like that, they really do truly look up to us.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't, like I said, like, you know, I felt like mm-hmm. as a mom, it's my responsibility yeah. to teach him
right.
and to tell him. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, it's funny how things work, because as I mentioned it, like, mm-hmm. I'm so happy to say that, like, you know, it synced in for me as yeah. well. And now, like, I honestly don't care. Yeah. You know, like, I just think, okay, yes, I'm a little darker, but mm-hmm. you know what? So what?
Yeah.
You know, bring on the sun. Bring on
exactly. The, listen, there are know? People out there that go on tanning beds to be, you yeah. know, the skin tone they hope they wear and they yeah. aren't. So, yeah. you know.
Yeah. 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 And I think that, you know, at some point we have to just stop listening to what others say
yeah.
and just truly accept ourselves mm-hmm. as we are, yeah. as God meant mm-hmm. for us to be.
Yes.
Just fully come into that acceptance mm-hmm. and then just the heck with everybody else.
Yeah. And know? Maybe just, you know, I think it starts with, like, stop, you know, positive comments are great too, but still, like, not always commenting on someone's physical characters.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe,
exactly. yeah.
you know, kind of appreciating more on the person that they are
yeah.
and the things that they do, their actions mm-hmm. that really make them and, you know, are great
yeah.
about them.
And understanding that, you know, we may make a flippant comment,
yeah.
but it could have an effect yes. on the other person.
Of course.
You know, and it's something that could just, you know, I'm sure my relative who mm-hmm. came to India all those yeah. years ago probably doesn't even remember the trip.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't even remember right. the details. Mm-hmm. You know, it's probably just so, like, minor.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it wasn't minor.
Yeah.
And for me, like, it, you know, I, many, many, many years after mm-hmm. this had happened, I yeah. had mentioned it to my dad. Uh-huh. And I remember my dad getting upset
mm-hmm.
At this relative of ours yeah. and, you know, like, wanting to know why. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, I don't think that it was meant to be harmful.
Right.
You know, I don't think that
yeah.
this relative was coming from, like, a, mm-hmm. you know, like a malignant,
yeah.
like, place, mm-hmm. you know. I think it's just the way things were, you yeah. know. And, you know, one other thing that I've noticed, and I said this mm-hmm. to someone recently,
mm-hmm.
You know, what I had said was, if we accept our own flaws,
mm-hmm.
fully accept them and are confident,
mm-hmm.
nobody has the audacity to say anything to you about it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If I yeah. exude, like, I love my skin color,
right.
I don't think anybody would make a comment
no.
in a negative way mm-hmm. about my skin color.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times, mm-hmm. like, people knowingly or unknowingly
mm-hmm.
pick up on your insecurities.
Oh, yeah.
And then some people want to lift you mm-hmm. up and some people want to put yeah, you down.
Right.
So some people, they find out what your insecurities are and mm-hmm. they're going to want to, you know, get you out of that and,
yeah.
and talk to you positively. Right. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
And then there are others that are like, oh, well, this is what this person's insecure about. Well, let me just, you know.
Yeah. You, like, you do that as a kid, right? I remember, you know, it was growing up, my brother and my cousin and I, for my brother, he was always on the shorter side. Side. Yeah. You know, he did have that growth spurt, but we always used to make fun of him for being short. So mm-hmm. he was called midget. My cousin had really large ears for his age at the time, you know, so we used to call him elephant with big earlobes. And the thing that for me was daddy long legs, because I was the tallest in my class always.
Yeah.
Even if there was a grade above me. So growing up, we were split classes, first and second. So even if I was in first, I was always put in the back because I was the tallest. So that yeah. I was made fun of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but those things stick with you, right?
Yeah.
Like, as kids, I remember my cousin would just whisper, giraffe.
Mm.
And it would just irk me.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, you're yeah. right. If I, at the moment, you're a kid, obviously, but if I didn't let it,
yeah,
you know, no one's going to have a weapon against you
yeah.
to use.
Yeah, exactly. So I would say the message really is, you know, accept who you are,
yeah.
accept your imperfections, your mm-hmm. perfections, whatever yeah. they may be, and just be confident.
Yes.
And, you know, just know in the mm-hmm. knowledge that, not to get too religious or mm-hmm. anything, that this is how God made you.
Yeah.
God wanted you to look exactly the way you look.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, pay attention to your health.
Yeah, but your uniqueness is you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like in this whole universe, there's just that one you.
There's just the one you. Yeah. And when we sit and actually mm-hmm. think about it, ponder yeah. upon it, mm-hmm. that there are billions now, billions of yep. people, and there's just one you. Mm-hmm. And that just alone makes you unique.
Yeah.
So, you know, embrace yeah. yourself, mm-hmm. embrace your outward appearance. Yeah. And, you know, if you need to work on your inner, you know, personality, work on it. I think we can yeah. all always all, improve, yeah. you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that it's important to really own ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And just be mindful of, you know, when we are making comments, even if it's just about ourselves, right? I feel like most of the time I know we're always critiquing ourselves yeah. as opposed to others, but people are hearing. And then sometimes they may take that mm-hmm. in a negative way upon mm-hmm. themselves, you know, children or even grownups. If like, you know, yeah. I heard someone say something, it's like, wait, I never thought about that. I have that as well. Maybe it's not good, you know? Mm-hmm. So
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think, you know, I'm so thankful that I had the moment when, and, you know, my son asked, you know, Gabru.
And I'm happy for you because I've, you know, we always say, you know, behind your back too, even in front of you, like just so gorgeous, of course, oh. personality wise, but you know, even you. Outwards, you're our classic beauty.
Oh gosh.
And thanks. You know,
you're making me blush.
So for you to really fully embrace it.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Like finally, I yeah. think, you know, I went to Sephora the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at, you know, like foundations.
Yeah.
And I think for the first time in mm-hmm. my life, I did not look for a color lighter than me. I think for the first yeah. time, I was like, no, uh-huh. I'm going to go with the color that yeah. matches my skin the best mm-hmm. and isn't a shade or two lighter. Yeah. So yay.
Yay. True match.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So a message to everyone out there listening. Yeah. If you are a little bit darker or lighter mm-hmm. or whatever skin color you are, embrace it, love it, and just be happy.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you for listening to Rue. We appreciate you joining us as we cultivate a community of strong, empowered women, one story at a time. If you or someone you know has a story you'd like to share, please contact us at ruedaraz@gmail.com. That's ruedaraz@gmail.com. Also, do us a favor and please share this podcast with your sisters, your mom, your friends, aunties, your eyebrow lady, like any lady you know. You know, you get the idea. Till next time, kush raho, be well.